Hello, friends. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned to this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF. We enjoy bringing these broadcasts to you week after week because we believe that there is something in God's book, the Bible, something in God's Word that will let you have a view into God's heart toward you today. Amen. To know exactly what he has done for us when he sent Christ to die on the cross for us, what his will and purpose for us is right now, and what his plan is for our eternal life and destiny. Praise God. So you don't want to miss this broadcast today. We will be so happy if you will join us in the next few moments. If you're not a Christian, we invite you to come with us into the Word of God. We want to share the faith with you. We'd like to give you a glimpse of the glory that the gospel offers us. You know, the Bible said that the God of this world, that fallen angel, the devil, the enemy of all that is good and right, and all humanity, this common enemy that we all have. You know, the Bible said of him, the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, but I have come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. And we want to talk today about that abundant life in Jesus Christ. What has happened to us, what is happening to us, and what is going to happen to us. Amen. When Jesus comes for his people. Praise God. So I pray you will be intrigued and that you will be involved in this study in the Word of God. In just a few moments, we're going to talk about water baptism, a proclamation and celebration of our new identity in Jesus Christ, something that we do without, to put on display and declare what has occurred within. This is more, friend, than just getting religion. Hallelujah. This is coming into a relationship with God that changes our life immediately here and eternally in the world to come. Praise the Lord. So you don't want to miss this teaching. Amen. A proclamation and celebration of our new identity in Jesus Christ. Now, I want to give you our website. If you would like to come, there are over 1,300 sermons that represent 40 years of ministry as senior pastor here. And also, there is recent editions of Let's Talk About Jesus. There are is inspiring gospel music. There are Bible helps and links that will help you, we believe, and be a blessing to you. And if you would like to come, there's no strings attached. There's no cost, no charge for anything. We just ask that if you download something, that you do not charge for it. We have been blessed by people who want to help us to do this, and we want to be a blessing. Freely we receive, so freely we give. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. If you're not a Christian, we'd like to invite you to come and browse the website. And if you see a teaching that intrigues you, something of interest to you, this is a very safe place to come where you will not be badgered or bothered. But we'll put a little disclaimer. The Holy Spirit may get a hold of your heart. He will deal with you if you just crack the door in a wonderful, gentle, but powerful way. And so we invite you, if you're not a Christian, not be afraid to listen to the rest of this broadcast and to come to our website and see what might be of interest and a blessing to you. Praise the Lord. Amen. So if you come to our website and you'd like to leave a little message, if this broadcast, something there has been a blessing to you, wherever you are, there in North Florida or listening by computer, anywhere in the United States, anywhere in the world where this broadcast goes. We have people come to our website from Asia, from Africa, from Europe, in the Arctic, from all over the globe. We have a map hanging in the back of our church and little pins in it that represent people coming to our website from all over the globe. the world all over the globe. So we're so happy for the international outreach of our ministry here in Tampa, Florida. And we're grateful for everyone that hears the gospel of Jesus Christ and the teaching of the Word of God. If it's blessed you, touched you in any way, there's a place on our website you can leave a message, and we would greatly appreciate it. There in Madison, you could simply call or write the radio station, WMAF, and let them know if this broadcast is a blessing to you. And while you're doing it, let them know that you appreciate having a hometown radio station. We used to have one right here in Plant City where I live, and it was called WPLA. And when it went down, we didn't know what we had till it was gone. It was a local, family-friendly, just a beautiful experience. Everybody had it on every single day. And when it closed, it shocked everyone when it closed. And we miss it to this very day. There's never been anything like it. Tampa's a big old city. Doesn't have anything like you have right there in Madison and North Florida. Classy. Where can you turn on the dial if you're traveling? You know it's so. To find classic country music, classic gospel music, family-friendly radio that you can listen to all day long and not worry about your kids, grandkids coming around and hearing something inappropriate. Applaud that station. It's a great station, a great staff, and I know it would be a blessing to them to let them know that you appreciate your hometown radio station, WMAF. Praise God. We're glad to be part of the broadcast family here. Now, if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Matthew's Gospel in the New Testament, chapter 28, verse 19 and 20. We're going to talk about an ordinance of the church, water baptism, and on the theme of a proclamation and celebration of our new identity in Jesus Christ. This is what Jesus said about water baptism and about taking the gospel to the nations of the world. He said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." He's literally telling them, you're going to go, but you're not going to go and proclaim the gospel alone. It will not be just something that is proclaimed and propagated by human agency, ingenuity, and effort. I'm going with you. Praise God. So I believe today that God, by the Holy Spirit, Christ, through the Holy Spirit, is with me right now as I declare what God has done in Jesus Christ and what He can do for you today, friend, if you don't know Him as your Lord and personal Savior. You're not just going to come into a religious system steeped with man's tradition, but into an actual relationship with God through the Holy Spirit. It is a powerful thing to be saved. It is so wonderful to have your sins forgiven and to know that you know that you know that if and when you draw your last breath here, you will draw your next breath in heaven. There's nothing like that comfort and consolation in all of the world, to have every sin of your past canceled out as if it never happened, and to live a brand new life, a life that is marked with God's own presence in your life. Praise the Lord. Lo, I am with you always, He told them, even unto the end of the world. Water baptism, like Holy Communion, is something you do after receiving Christ as your personal Savior. And both ordinances are rich, so rich in spiritual meaning. The Lord's Supper proclaims what Christ did for us on the cross to save us. We show His death till He come. But water baptism proclaims what Christ has done in us by the Holy Spirit. I want to say that again. The Lord's Supper proclaims what Christ did for us on the cross to save us. Water baptism proclaims what Christ has done in us by the Holy Spirit when we receive Him as our Savior. Now, I've pastored for now on my 40th year, and I've baptized many people in water. Most of them probably didn't fully grasp what was being symbolized when we followed Christ's command in the holy act of water baptism. I was baptized in water, oh man, so many years ago. And I did it in obedience to Christ's command according to the teaching of Scripture. It was an act of faith and obedience. I knew that my sins were forgiven. I knew that Jesus Christ had died in my place on the cross, that His blood had somehow cleansed me from sin stain. I knew that God had raised Jesus from the dead and that He ever lives, never to die again, and He lives to make intercession for me. And that somehow water baptism represented a brand new life to be lived in righteousness and true holiness. What I didn't know was what a powerful and precious position I now possessed in Christ Jesus. And I didn't know how closely, as a new believer, I had become identified with Him in His own death, His burial, and His resurrection. Those are some things I didn't know, but I really needed to know. So water baptism is not just a church ordinance, a tradition of men. It is always symbolic of a spiritual baptism that has already occurred, already taken place when we receive Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior. 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 13 says, listen to it carefully, for by one Spirit we are all, as Christians, baptized into one body. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, we have been and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. In other words, we've been baptized by the Holy Spirit into Jesus Christ. We have been totally identified with Him. Our position in Christ is beautifully illustrated in our baptism. Baptism is a symbol or ordinance. By its performance, we call to mind what Christ did for us. It helps us understand our new identification with Him. You see, the Bible said the just has suffered for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. We're not just old sinners saved by grace. We were sinners. We have been saved by grace. But something has occurred when we came to Jesus. We've been set free from Satan's power, and we have been called and qualified to walk in the newness of life. Hallelujah. When a believer descends into the water and the water closes in over his head, it's like being buried when you die. When you come up out of the water, it's like rising from the grave. It's a picture of dying and rising again. The believer of the Lord Jesus Christ and on the Lord Jesus Christ is saying he died to one kind of life and rose to another kind. He died to the old life of sin, dominated by sin, and rose to a new life in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When we are baptized into Christ, we are baptized into His death, His burial, and His resurrection. Romans 6, 3 and 4 plainly declares this. It said, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. That life, friend, that is marked by the very same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Some people are so afraid to come to know Jesus as their Savior because in their honesty of heart, they say, I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to go to church when I know I can't live for God. I'm not talking about sinless perfection. I'm talking about simply a new master, a new Lord. Someone who doesn't want to destroy you, but wants to absolutely change you from the inside out. A loving Savior that wants to lead you in a path of righteousness and give you power to walk in that path so that you don't choose the path that would destroy your soul, destroy your reputation, destroy your marriage, destroy your family, destroy your body, your mind, your health. The thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. And Jesus said, I have come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. Praise God. Baptism, see, is a public testimony or proclamation of a believer's new inward relationship to Christ. That inward union takes place before the act of baptism. Instead of into Christ, it would be better to understand we were baptized unto Christ or in Christ. The translation into makes Paul say that the union with Christ was brought to pass by means of baptism, which is not his idea. The original word is just a little word, E-I-S. In the Greek, it means into. It denotes an inward union, participation, or identification. So the word baptized primarily means identification. You and I have a new identity by virtue of being in Christ if you're a Christian. We now have total identification with Him. Listen carefully. The Christian is never seen apart from Him. Never seen apart from Him. For the word baptize means to dip, to plunge, to whelm, to immerse. It's a word that was used to describe the fuller who dyed his wool in the dye vat. I can illustrate that by taking a beautiful new white shirt and dipping it or immersing it in a pan of red dye. When I pull it out of the pan of red dye, it's no longer identified as a white shirt. It's no longer a white shirt. It has a completely new identity. It has changed in its identity. It is the red shirt, the completely new red shirt. Hallelujah. The believer took on a brand new identity, friend, when we were baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ. I'm going to stop right there and say something to you. You know, the Bible said we've been all, every child of God, everyone that's trusted Christ as their Savior, we have been baptized by one Spirit into one body. Isn't that incredible? Under the Protestant umbrella of the Christian faith, there's about 80 different varieties of us. It can get confusing sometimes, amen, because of little things that may separate us. We have denominations because of our different perspectives. But in reality, every child of God, every person who has trusted Christ as their Savior received Him, praise God. Hallelujah. We have all been baptized by one Spirit into one glorious body. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a word used for every one of us, and it's the word brother or brethren. Amen. It's used over 340 times in the New Testament in one form or another, always from the same root word. And that word brother or brethren means from the same womb. If God is your Father, truly through faith in Jesus Christ, then you, my friend, are my brother and my sister. I used to tell people, since it means from the same womb, if you know Christ as your Savior, we're womb mates. Hallelujah. Regardless of that tag that hangs over the door to your place of worship, that organization, and it's nothing wrong with organization or denomination, as long as we recognize we're not the only ones. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. God's family is big, and it is growing, and it's all inclusive in the sense that everyone that is of the true faith, that being the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you have come to know God through His Son and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. You become part of the family of God. It's beautifully represented in the book of Revelation, because John saw people coming from all over the world, of every kindred and tongue and nation, the scriptures declare. And the questioner was asked, who are these? And the answer came and said, these are they who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Out of every kindred, every nation, every tongue, there were people coming that have come to know Christ as their personal Savior. And that group of people coming from all over the world, every kindred and culture, they make up what is called the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the church. The church has never been and will never be an organization. It is an organism. Praise God, it's every child of God that has received this resurrected life, this resurrection power. You know, the scripture said that if the Spirit of Him, in Romans chapter 8, if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He shall also quicken, which means to give life, that same quality of life to you in your mortal body. When you come to know Jesus, the Bible said a resurrection occurs. A man dies, but he's raised up. And the man that is raised up to live forever. God gives you everlasting, eternal life. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is not, friend, just turning over a new leaf. This is getting a new life. Praise God. This is so different from what I even imagined. I was raised in church, but all I saw was the building and the organization. I didn't understand the spiritual part of all of this. But boy, I get it now. And it's so filled with the glory of God. Hallelujah. The very moment we believed on Christ as our personal Savior, we were baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ, being members of the body of Christ. Everything that is true of the head is true of each member of His body. By one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body. That's 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 13. At the same time, God the Holy Spirit took up residence in our body and made it His holy temple. So the baptism of the Holy Spirit does the work in our inner being, and water symbolizes or pictures what is done. This is not the baptism that grants power for service. This is that works within every person who comes to know Jesus. That mighty regenerating power that goes to work within us. Praise God. I am so glad, amen, that God didn't just forgive my sins and leave me in Satan's prison house and leave me to try to overcome on my own just by turning over a new leaf. I am so glad that He gave me new life. And baptism represents that old man that was dominated and domineered by Satan, amen, has been buried with Christ, identified in His death, but brought forth into the new life, identified with His resurrection. And there is victory in Jesus over drug addiction. There is victory in Jesus over alcoholism. There is victory in Jesus over habits that we cannot break. But God, through the power of His Spirit, can break. Praise God. He can do it from the inside out. And it begins the moment you receive Christ as your Savior. The Bible said something wonderful occurs. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. He's not the old man made over. He's not the old man made better. He's something new. and that has never existed in that way before. Amen. If any man be in Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17 declares, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and all things are become new. See, buried with him and raised to walk in the newness of life. Praise God. I am so glad today to be one of those people who has been changed like that. You say, preacher, I can't change myself. I'm glad to hear that. Too many people tried it and failed and gave up on God and gave up on themselves. No, God's not asking you to change yourself. He's asking you to change your mind about living in sin or living for Him, living for Satan or living for Christ. If you change your mind, God is given permission then, by an act of your will and faith toward Him, to come and change your life. Praise God. That's why the Amplified said, therefore, if any man is engrafted in Christ the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and the new has come. You see, friend, our identity changes when we come to know Jesus as our Savior. When we believe on Christ as our Savior and receive eternal life, we are dipped into His death and His resurrection. Our identity has changed. His death to sin became our death to sin. His burial, our burial. His resurrection became our resurrection. We have a whole new identity. Amen. No one can truly walk in the newness of life unless they understand and appropriate their new position in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So today, that's the theme of this teaching. It's talking about an ordinance in the church that can become a mere ordinance followed rather than a representation of what has occurred when we come to know Jesus as our Savior. Ah, friend, I'm going to go ahead and say you probably, if you don't know Jesus right now, you probably bought into the lie that I can't live for God, so why bother coming to God? Why bother with this whole thing? I can't break this habit. I don't even have the want to break it right now. But I see what it's doing to me. I see what it's doing to my family. I see where sin is going to lead me. And I really, deep inside, don't want to go there. But I don't want to let go of the sin. But I'm going to challenge you today to open your heart to this great God and this wonderful Savior, and give Him a chance to change you from the inside out. God can change your appetite today. He can give you an appetite for that will bless you and bring you out of Satan's prison house and satisfy the deepest longings of your soul, and on top of that, seal you for heaven and for all eternity. Would you open your heart right where you are if you don't know Jesus Christ? Amen. Would you receive Him right now as your Lord and personal Savior? Repent of your sin and tell Him, I don't want to live this way anymore. I can't change myself, but I want the change to come. Come in, Jesus. Forgive me. Save me. Seal me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Would you do that right where you are? Would you do it right now? Get in a good Bible-believing church where God's Word is brought. Tell the pastor what's happened to you. And ask him to baptize you in water. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you've already been baptized into the body of Jesus Christ. If you're a Christian today, as we study this, stand in your standing. Oh, appropriate the grace and the glory of your new identity in Jesus Christ. Everything else has passed away. All things are become new. Let's walk in the newness of this wonderful life. Well, we love you today. Would you come back next week and let's talk about Jesus.